Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
One of the Chabrat's grandchildren right now that's having challenges in childbirth, and I want to say the learning Torah. The few minutes of Torah, the Divrei Torah that we learn, should be a schus that things should go in a very good and healthy way, Be'ez Hashem Yisbar. I wanted to sing, before we start learning some Torah, I wanted to sing Lulei Sayrascha Shashui. All year round, I like that song, but my Rebbe was close to Rav Aaron, and Rav Aaron would ask my Rebbe to sing that song for him. He would look in a crowd, and he'd find my Rebbe, and he'd say his name, say, no, Lulei Sayrascha, and he'd ask him to start that song, and he sang it for my Rebbe. He sang it for Rav Aaron. We felt, as the Talmidim, I say we, as the Talmidim of my Rebbe, felt when we sang it with my Rebbe that we were connecting back to Rav Aaron. That's how we felt. We felt songs have a power. Songs are a shtickel time machine. When I sing the song, at the very least, it puts me next to my Rebbe, but I feel it puts me next to Rav Aaron, because that's, I believe, where he was when he sang this song. There's some very memorable times, Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, the Olam would sing with tremendous eslavas. Lulei Sayrascha Shashui, there were Purims, the song was sang with tremendous eslavas, and of course, around Shavuos time. But so I want to ask, before then we'll learn Divrei Torah together, tzuzamen, but let's start that song. Lulei Sayrascha
Shabbat Shalom.
Gemara says in Nedarim, it's a Gemara as well in Erevin. It's actually a Rashi in Erevin I want to talk about for a few minutes. The Gemara in Nedarim says, Mimidbar Matana, that somebody's meisim atzmoi kimidbar, somebody makes himself like a midbar, it sounds like the Lashon and the Ran is hefker kimidbar, it sounds like a midav anava of humility. Shakol Dash in the Midbar, they were in Midbar Sinai. The Midbar is a place, the Medrash Tanchuma says Mamish in the parish of Kabbalah Satira, that the Midbar is a place that's Hefker Shakol Dash in Alav. Is some form of humility. Misha Mesim Atzmaik in Midbar is Nitna Loi Torah B'matana. So then he's gifted with the Torah. Somebody has humility is gifted with Torah. Matter of fact, We say, matter of fact, in Elokei Nitzar, we daven to Hashem, Nafshi ka'ofer lakol tiyah. Rabbi Nishlo, let me be ka'ofer lakol. Let a person be humble. Nafshi ka'ofer. Shakol dashin. Anybody, a person should be approachable. A person should have a good, see himself not lording over, not bigger than anybody, not better than anybody. Nafshi ka'ofer lakol tiyah. And after that prayer, we daven to Hashem, Psach libi b'sayir secha. Open up my heart and Torah. So, of course, there's a tremendous connection between anava, humility, and Kabbalah satayir. I think to myself, and I wonder, what does this mean, Torah is given to matana to a person? Another Gemara Nedarim says that originally, Moshe Rabbeinu would learn Torah, and it would be mishtakach, it would be forgotten. Matana. It's very interesting to me. It says, Maisha would learn, it could be this is the Makar of Rashi and Erevin. Because on the Gemara Mi Midbar Matana, Rashi says, what's a Matana of Torah? That you shouldn't forget Torah. The Matana of Torah is you shouldn't forget. It could be that Makar of Rashi doesn't say is Makar. Who said that's the Matana of Torah? Rashi says, that you don't forget it. Now, obviously, Rashi's bothered by, what does that mean, you get it b'matana? Person learns it. Let's say a Baal Gaiva learns. He reads the Torah. What do you get b'matana? Mimidbar matana. If a person has anava, then they get the Torah b'matana. What does that mean, to get the Torah b'matana? To be gifted, the Baal Gaiva who learns. Does he not hear the Torah? So Rashi, in Erevin, says that you don't forget the Torah. The Baal Gaiva will forget Torah. Where does Rashi come? That the Matan is not to forget. It could be there's the Gemara Nedarim. It could be. I don't know. But the Gemara Nedarim says that Moshe Rabbeinu used to learn Torah and forget it. Ad shenit loib matana. Thus, haste the Matan is not to forget it. What I want to discuss is, what is this meaning? You could ask this question also on the Memches Kinyanei Atayr. What does it mean you have Kinyanei Atayr in order to be Kaina Atayr? A person learns, they know Atayr. Let's say a guy's a Baal Gaiva. So what, I just want to know an Emes. The Anav and the Baal Gaiva both learn. What's the truth? What's the truth here? This is the truth. The Chazal say, the Torah says, so it's Emes. If you're Midbar, then it's Nitnaloib Matana. And the Baal Gaiva, what happens? He doesn't know Torah. Does he hear Torah? Could he know Shas and still be a Baal Gaiva? What's happening? So it does say, Rashi and Ervin says, that the Torah will be ingrained in his mind. I wonder, my Tata, Reini Kaparis Mishkove, would finish Shas every year Ki Yodua. And he explained to his children, why am I doing this? Mechatesi. He held the Ikra of Learning's Eon. He said this many, many, many times. The Ikra of Learning's Eon. So why he used to say a quote like, Bikis is a dirty word. The Ikra is Eon, to understand Torah. So he explained to us, why am I learning over and over? He said, I want to think the Torah. I want the Svara of the Torah in my mind. He wanted Pashut, when he's thinking about something, mamish, to think like Chazal, to Pashut Das Torah. He said, I want to put it on my mind, mamish Torah. It could be the Bechina not to forget, doesn't like a good Zikaroim. Like it, and it could be it means that also. It could be the Baal Gaiva, by the way. It could be the Baal Gaiva will remember Daf Yud Beis, and he'll even be a Baal Gaiva about that. But it will, in his life, in dealings in his life, he won't live with Torah. It will be forgotten from when he's handling with his wife. You ask him what blood it could be. I'm learning, I'm trying to figure it out. It could be the Baal Gaiva will remember what blood it's on. Very shaykh. He won't remember Torah, means it won't be a chelik of him. When he's talking to his wife, he won't come with Torah the way the Torah says how to deal with his mishpacha. That's what it means. It will be forgotten from him. The humble person is nitna loib mat Torah, becomes ingrained in his keshkas, becomes part of who he is. It's not forgotten means in his halach yelach, he's walking with his Torah. All of us have had moments, all of us. I'll say myself, so you're playing ball and you yell at a guy, you forgot your Torah. What you learned all about the covet of Azulas, so middle of your game, you forgot your Torah. If you have anava, you'll remember the Torah. It's not saying in the Beis Medrash, somebody asked. It could be it means there also. But that's what I suspect, Rabbi Yechiel. What do you hold? It means you remember your Torah. It means that it's so part of him. It's remembered in all his actions. I wonder as well, I have seen this. Somebody's a goyin b'Torah. The Torah has secrets. Hashem has endless secrets in the Torah. Sometimes you hear somebody learn a sugya, and like there were secrets that they saw. They saw something, like the Torah opened up to them, like it shared something. I saw the same page. I didn't see that. The Torah has shared its secrets. Hashem. Shemesh, that's the matana of Torah. It could be that needs humility to have the gift of Torah. We could learn a blot, and the goyin might know Shas, the Baal Gaiva might know Shas, and he wasn't given Torah b'matana. It could be he won't have the secrets of each page, of each Maimer Chazal. There's a lot of details of the Chazal are saying to the Anav, the Torah talks and reveals its secrets. I want to share another nekuda that hits me. I'm the emes. You don't want to. I want to learn the truth. What does it mean? It's nitnaloid matana. What's being said here? So far we have two pshatim that we're saying. What does it mean? I want to know what Chazal are saying. The Baal Gaiva and the Anav HaChavrusas. What's the difference between the two? So one pshat we have is the Anav remembers, the Baal Gaiva doesn't, and we're saying pshat in that. That the Baal Gaiva might, if you Faherim, pass the Faherim, the Baal Gaiva and the Anav may get the same mark on the Bechena. Perhaps. It's forgotten by the Baal Gaiva means when he's doing his daily dealings. It's not in his head. It's not who he is. It's not how he deals. That could be what it means. It's forgotten. It could be Pashim Shat. That's the Baal Gaiva. And the Anav retains his Torah and his dealings. It's so connected to him. So that's one pshat we're saying. I don't want to discount Pashut pshat, that maybe the Anav remembers more. And if he does better on the Bechina. I don't want, Basi, to learn not to, I don't know, perhaps. I'm a little skeptical the Baal Gaiva, but maybe. Is it like a school us that does the Baal Gaiva forget science? Is there such, maybe it's built into Torah, that the Baal Gaiva doesn't retain his Torah, perhaps. So it could be that's the pshat. It could be the remembering it is in his dealings. It sticks with him, what he learned. You learn in the Dharm, kol akoyis kol minei genim sholtem b'yisa. B'shas, a difficult situation. He pashut keeps calmer. The chazal stays in him because of his humility. He's able, he's b'kas, he's going through, but he's able to retain his Torah. It could be. We have the pshat. We have the pshat, that's certainly one idea of what's being said here, that he remembers his Torah, that the Anav remembers his Torah. We have a second idea, that the Anav, the Torah, Hashem shares the secrets of the Torah. All of us learn in Amud, we wanna know what Hashem's saying. What are you telling me, Hashem? And the Anav hears, you could see a goyin who's a Baal Gaiva. I've seen things, brilliant people. Torah didn't, you're brilliant. And they say brilliant ideas, but they didn't learn anything new. They told the Torah things. Hashem didn't tell them new things. You see somebody, and it's a certain type, they learn Torah, and they're like secrets. Hashem's like whispering. That's the matana of Torah, to hear mamish what Hashem's saying. Some people learn, that tzaddikim who learn, you see in Svarim, it's like the Gemara mamish spoke to them. I see in Sfas Emes, he must have been humble. He couldn't have heard from the Torah what he heard. It's impossible. I see Sfas Emes, I know he was a humble person. I'm vaday. Because the secrets, the way, and I think it's specific humility. If you're too much of a balgaiva, you can't be mevatel to see in Chazal like that. You'd be too much of you. You have to like let go of you to like, whoa, that's what Hashem was saying. There's mamish anav, and it could be that's the matana of Tyra. That's the gift of Tyra, is the person hears the secrets. But mamish, what Hashem's saying, and they can absorb in a parish of Chumash, they can absorb in a sugya in Shas. That's the matana. So we have a second pshat. Have a third pshat, and you see, I forgot the third pshat. Right, a guy middle of a shtickle. I had a third pshat, and what does it mean? You're gifted. I'm going to try to remember. This would be like to forget Torah here. I had a third idea. What it means that Hashem gifts the anav gets a gift of Torah. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. It's funny, there's a name that may remember. You try to remember things. I remember the pshat, Rav Aaron David. Is that a thing, Rav Aaron David? I'm being earnest. That I think another pshat. I could learn the same Rashi as Rav Aaron, and the Rashi like hits him. Like, we all know we've learned the Chazal and Psukim, and you could learn a Gemara. So as you learn a Gemara, like, there's lines the Messiah Sesharim said, Chazal scream. You need to be in a certain zone to hear it scream. You need to be in a certain state. Sometimes you learn a Pasuk, a Memra, Gemara. It's like, Mamish goes to the lave. It could be the third shot, that's called Nitnaloi B'matana, that it hits a certain way. That it Mamish makes a Reishim on the person. That's a Matana from Hashem. Could be. I don't know. I have no rayas. I ask Mechila not to have rayas. I'm really misupik. What Chazal, what are they referring to? Matana. So we have a third pshat. That a matana of Torah and Barish, maybe even that it says it was forgotten. Maybe. Maish used to learn and forget. It could be. And I know it's similar to the pshat. That it stays with you always. But I'm tying here that it hits the deepest space in us. There are many levels and layers in us. And the anav, the Torah mamish hits him. There's a certain purity. He reads a pasuk. It's like, it hits hard. I once observed how Rishonim write their svarim and Achronim write their svarim. And in many ways, when I'm being honest, Achronim like Goinus. Now, I want to say Rishonim, there are many Rishonim the way they write. The Rishonim, the Rashba, Ritva. I'm being honest, the Rishonim write, they write very bekitzer, but there's a lot of goyness in Rishonim. But before, like certain svarim, especially Sifrei Musar, the today's svarim are so sophisticated, and the earlier svarim seem more simplistic. Look at an Archas Sadikim, and look at, I'm not saying Archas, I'm sure there's Kabbalah, and just in a simple reading, Archas Sadikim looks simple. And then I'll read a sefer from today that boggles the mind. And I've wondered about that. And what I tend to think, by the Archas Sadikim, whoever wrote it, we don't know, but by earlier Svarim, you read a Pasuk, it's like end of the game. You can't add Yehuda Va'ed Lekra. The Pasuk, K'may Shenemer, look at him and see us as Sharim. He quotes a Pasuk, it's like over, that's it. The later we go, so we need like much more to like move us. Now, I'm not saying there's not more Ian and the Rishonim knew there was Teresh about Peh. It's not supposed to be written down for sure. That's true, but just the pasuk hit. It smacked. It spoke to the person, and I wonder if that's part of the gift of Torah. So we have three pshat of what it means, the gift of Torah. We have a pshat that it's retained in difficult situations. That's how we're learning you don't forget it. Rashi and Ervin. We have the pshat, the secrets of Torah, the nuances, the svara, the new svara, the new ideas that are open to the humble person. And we have this last pshat that it makes a big ration. Three pshatim in what it means. This can be learnt on all the kinyanei atayra. What it means, you need the kinyanei atayra, b'kayne atayra. And specifically, mimidbar matana, on the sugya of anava, of humility, that opens up the Torah to a person. Perhaps that's what's being said. This is the main thing I wanted to say today. We're mamish leishis me'agbala, and I want to. And we all want to prepare. We want to be great for Kabbalah, Satayra, and Anava, humility. And the specific humility is obviously a complex topic, but the simple thing of valuing people, a person seeing themselves, there's a line that Ish Maish is Anav Mikol Adam, is by way of seeing people and valuing people. Forgetting people. The Lashon many bring when a sugi of kavod is mevater al tvoidcha. Nafshi ka'afra lakol to mimidbar is a bechina. Reb Chaim V'Lashon writes this in Ruach Chaim. That it's not being makbid on your kavod. Now, it doesn't mean inside we're stewing. It means l'mekalalai nafshi siddam, right? Kestimam shlitu is medayek, l'mekalalai, to those that curse me, nafshi siddam, it doesn't say my lips should be siddam. My lips siddam means inside. Nafshi siddam means that a person can be so secure that he's still, his whole nefesh, no part of him wants to respond. That's the nafshi siddam. And for a person to let go of his covet, I think what it takes, what does that take? But my covet's hurt. I think when we know in neshamas, another name for the neshamas is Uruk Faidi, the neshamas is called covet. I think when we know we're good, we're mamish neshamas. So in that space, a person is not makbid al kfaidi, but specifically forgiving people, being Michael. But be'emes, not just in words. In working on it, and the MS being Michael on our covered, that's Reb Chaim V'Lashon describes Nafshi Kafra Lakoltia. So I wanted to be Mechazik, all of us. All of us, it comes up with our wives, with our children, to be not mak, but on a person's covered. Now, it's not, I don't say to do it. If you do it in a chitzaini, you stick away, so then inside you feel like a wreck. It has to be teeth. Has to be an avodah. If it's just to say the words, I spent a lot of my life nothing bothering me, but then I discovered everything bothers me. So I'm not coming from a space. I'm asking my friends. It's a dangerous thing, a dangerous ask here. We're talking a couple of days for Kabbalah Satayra, and we're talking about not being mocked in our covet. And the main place, I mean, klapi our mishpachas. That's the person not to be mocked in our covet. Mamish. To be Michael and to be Mevater and to not be Makbid. And what I want to ask to work on it, but I'm not talking about Nechitzani, it's not to say I'm Mevater, it's dangerous. You tell me Mevater. So the guy's Mevater and he carries baggage to the rooftops. So I'm saying to go on walks, to learn, I've been a good mensch, I'm a good person, so I'm be Michael. They're a good mensch, be Michael. You're good and they're good, so be Michael then. You're good and they're good. So it has to be derech avoida. I'm not even saying the tricks. I don't know. It's probably a real avoida. It's a lot of walks, a lot of honesty. It's not saying it doesn't bother you. It's not the sugya. It's actually probably closer to be mevater to say it does bother you. The more a person acknowledges it bothers, from that space, they can let go, they go on a geshmak, a walk, and they taka could be Michael. I want to ask this. We're a serious chevra. And it's 3 days to Kabbalah Satayr. We talk in one Torah. And the Matan of Torah, that's for sure we want the Matan of Torah. We want all three pshatim of the Matan of Torah. And the Matan of Torah is given to the humble person. Shav Chaim V'Lashon writes, is Einoi Makbid al Kvaydei. That's what he says. It's Michael on his covenant. Michael on the covenant in a deep and real and honest way. And that's my main thing I wanted to share with the Chevra tonight, to let go of our covenant. I want to suggest that there's a Gemara in Bab Metzia, beautiful Gemara that's relevant to Shavuos, to Kabbalah Satayra. And the Gemara is in Bab Metzia and Tesam Beis, the famous Gemara, the Machlokes Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim. I like the scene a lot. We're a people of conversation and debate. We're many opinions. Two Jews, three opinions. We're a people of opinions. And Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim are slugging it out. Now, it's to somebody who's shallow, like, what's the big machlokes about an oven? Now, every word of Torah matters. And if you understand the Dvar Hashem, it's relevant everywhere. When they argue on Tum V'Tar, it's a whole world view. These Tifa Machlaiksim that matter, the Ratzon Hashem, that affects in all different areas. So it says, Oysay Hayoim Heish Reb Eliezer Kol Shuv V'Shabayim. Reb Eliezer's fighting like Mamish and Ari, a lion. I love the Gemara's lush, and the Gemara is saying something. He responded to them, Kol Shuv V'Shabayim. I assume, what is the Gemara? Like, I shouldn't exaggerate. He said every answer in the world. I assume what the Gemara is like expressing, just pasha pshat, is there was nothing left, like he couldn't prove in any teva dika way anymore. In every teva way, called tshuva sheba'olam, he mamish, he spoke to them in any single tshuva that you could say, called tshuva sheba'olam, means that in as far as the machlokes, there was literally nothing more to prove. That's the Gemara saying. But like Kiblu Aymenu, and they don't accept it from him. They don't accept it from Reb Eliezer. I can picture the frustration. He sees an emes, Reb Eliezer. He sees something true, and he knows it's true, and they don't accept it. They don't see it. Amar Lehem, he says to the Chachamim, Malacha Kemaisi, if I'm right, Chiruv Zeh Yechiach, the carob tree should prove it. Nekar charuv mimkoyme in the carob tree uprooted. Meya ama 100 amas. Va'amri la arba meya amas. Some say 400 amas. The carob tree mamish got uprooted. Amru loyin mivin raya me charuv. We don't accept the raya from the carob tree. We don't accept that raya. Varmer lem, so he says back to them, im alocha kemaisi, if I'm right, amas hamayim yechichu. Let the water prove it. There's a stream. Let the stream prove I'm right. Chazru amasamayim lachureim. So the stream started going uphill. Started going upstream. The water instead of going downstream. Now, I don't know pshat by the charuv. Rav Jani said, Amayradik pshat. What was he proving with the charuv? What's this magic trick? He could have done anything. Rav Jani said, Amayradik pshat. What was he trying? I love it. I didn't hear this pshat before. One thing I know for certain, he's saying something. There's a conversation. He didn't just like do a random magic trick. If it was just any random, like amazing feat, a table to fly, so then what's he trying the next proof? They're talking about something. He had a specific raya. Rav Jani Tainer, what he was saying with the charuv, is brilliant. Rav Jani said the carob tree, this is what he was saying to the chachamim. He said a charuv is the example. We all know with Reb Eliezer, we know that they had a carob tree sustain them. I looked this up. I was looking up facts about carob trees. They are known to be incredibly long. They have pears from the longest trees in the world. You could look up about carob trees. They're known to give pears. And Reb Johnny quoted the Chazal that somebody's planting a tree for his grandchildren, a charuv. So it's something that can produce pears for way later on. Said a brilliant pshat of Rav Jani that Reb Eliezer is saying to Chacham, he felt his opinions not accepted. What does he want? They're the Rabban V'Yachin. He says, let the carob tree prove it. What's he saying? He's saying, you're not taking my opinion stark enough. Like a carob tree said, my opinion's nagia for later on. That Rizal famously writes, the Balatanya brings it, Nageya, this sugya, that Arizal writes that in La'asad Lavi, we're going to paskal like Beis Shammai. See, he said, let the carob tree means, you're not like listening, my pshat should register more in the Beis Medrash. There's Paris here, it will yet be eaten, it will yet be Nageya, the Halacha will yet be like me. That's what he said, the carob tree should prove it. He was saying something to them. It's a nifladika thing, it's a nifladika lesson, what Reb Johnny's saying. In the whole Gemara, I see this lesson. And I had this lesson before, I heard of Johnny's brilliant pshat. Be'emes in the whole Gemara, we're going to discuss the Gemara. Reb Eliezer's tiny, what did Reb Eliezer, he's arguing and fighting. The Rabban V'Yachad Halacha K'Rabim. And they also have an emes. And they answered. He said, "Kol tshuva sheba'olam," and they answered him. So ad kan b'seder. Clearly, you have a shayrish aneshama. You have two shayrish aneshamas. What's happening here? The Arizal said, "La'asid lava." We go like Shammai, and Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuta. He's a Talmud of Shammai. What's going on here is that when there's an emes to bring to the world, it's nageya. There's an MS to the world. There's a place and a spot. That's what it means, la'as and lovely. Each person in the base medrash that has an MS, there's a place for him. There's a real place for each person's perspective. I love watching in a base medrash, Chavrus is fighting and learning and arguing. And often there's a truth to it. If you listen in, they're both saying stuff. I've seen it in Chaburas. You see when people, sometimes somebody's wrong. There's times, other times, like you sit back and each guy said like shown a very good light on things here. The taka different and different lights, and there's a space for his light and a space for his light. There's many iris that come out here. Eliezer, that's what Eliezer was saying with the charuv, and he felt, I don't know to what degree, but clearly he felt that his opinion was not accepted enough, not that we should paska necessarily. But somehow it should be, it wasn't mekuv, like kiblu, it wasn't accepted enough, and he felt they have to listen better. There's a place for his. So he said, let the charuv. The next thing he said to them is, amas hamay mechichay. That already based on the marsha. The marsha says that the inyan of an amas hamayim is water goes from a high place to a low place. And it's an inyan vayter of humility. Tayra ein mayim ela tayra, and tayra goes to a low place. And he said the water should go up. He said, you're contradicting. Mayim goes to Anavim. And he felt there was a gaiva. He felt the rabbin was being a certain security, a certain like, looking down, like young man, like a certain bittle of the yachid. He felt there was a gaiva. And he said the water should go upstream. Amas hamayim yachichu means, l'shitascha, you're saying water goes to high places. That's not how it is. Everybody was laughing at the funny scene. The Hamas Hamayim goes up. That's not, that's, this is crazy. He said, he was saying something to them. He's saying, that's what you're creating here. You're gaiva, not willing to hear a das yachid, not willing to hear somebody different than everybody else, who's unique, who's small in number, is the miyut. Your unwillingness to recognize the miyut's an inyan of gaiva, he was telling them. That's the Hamas Hamayim Yechichu. The Marsha speaks this out basically what I'm saying. Based on the words of the Marsha. I want to say the last thing he says, Kaisle Besamarish Yechichu. We know amazing Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer says, Malacha Kemaisi Kaisle Besamarish Yechichu, Hitu Kaisle Besamarish Lipo. The walls start to fall down. Gar Ben Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua screams at the walls. Amr Lem, he says to the walls, Talmidi Chacham Menatzchim Zezeh Balacha Atam Atimchim, stay out of it. So they don't fall because the honor of Rabbi Yeshua. But they don't stand because the cover of blessed. They stay leaning. And I want to claim that what do you mean? So we've learned this before. It says, your house should be a meeting place for chachamim. Pashup Shat, the Mishnah means that a person should have over Talmid Chachamim. Gadol Shimushi Yosem Limudai, to invite over, it's a schus. Somebody could have for a Suda, the Reish Kailo, the light. Talmud Chacham is a big Indian. So Pashup Pshat, yeah, basically, Beisvad L'Chacham. But we've once said a Pshat that your house should be Beisvad L'Chacham means learn to hear all different shittas. Now, there's nothing wrong. Of course, we have rules in Psak. And we have Rebbeim, but of course. But the Beis Medrash is a robust place of many opinions. We've learned together the Rebbe Yisrael Salanter, the Gemara Kedushin, that a Rebbe and a Talmud, an Avin and Benaya, first enemies. At the end, there's Ava B'Saif. Rebbe Yisrael describes that if they're not different opinions allowed, he has a line, Zula Ze Einoi Torah. It's not Torah, it wasn't learned. I want to tie in that there's many people, before they learn Torah, they say a Tefillah to Hashem. They say, I shouldn't say a svara, and my friends laugh at me, and my friends shouldn't say a svara, and I laugh at them. And it seems, to daven, to not to be embarrassed or embarrass your friend, of course, you should daven for everything. It's not a kasha. You should daven to drive safely. You should daven for everything. It's not a kasha. No tefillah surprises me. Any human. So who wants to get embarrassed? And to daven, your friends don't laugh at us, is a very good tefillah. But it seems that be so unfocused to learning Torah. We're about to learn Torah Shabbal Peh. Shouldn't get embarrassed. I hear, by the way, in Shema Kaleinu Daven, nobody wants to say a svara and the whole chevra left. That's not Gishmak. But you're about to learn the tefillah that I should say the right halacha. That's not a prayer on what I'm about to do. Demandi, that's a prayer. But the tefillah, I shouldn't get laughed at, a laugh at my friend. I'm learning Torah Shabbat. It seems very zaitik, very side, like a really side type of tefillah. But the way we're understanding from Rabbi Yisrael, that Torah Shabbal Peh has different yidden and different perspectives. Zula ze'enai Torah. If you don't have different opinions and different people seeing it in different ways and merging from there, he calls it not Torah. Torah wasn't learned. Rabbi Yisrael says very fair. So then the prayer is a prayer on Torah. If my friends laugh at me and I laugh at my friends, we didn't learn Torah Shabbal Peh. So the prayer for Torah, I want Torah Shabbal Peh to happen. I shouldn't say a svara my friends with, and my friends laugh. If that happens, there was thwarted Torah Shabbal Peh. They shouldn't say a svara and I laugh. Torah Shabbal Peh didn't happen that day. We should learn with different opinions, with different minds, with different talents, with different tasks. We should learn like that. So I want to tell you, the Kaislei Beis Medrash is a place that incorporates different dais, different opinions. It incorporates and it allows for different opinions. Like when they took away the guard for the Beis Medrash, Oisei Hayayim, it says the Kaislei Beis Medrash, there was Nisraba Safalim, there was more benches, and we had more clarity in Torah because there were more opinions. And he said, Kaisli Beis Medrash, he said that you're not, this is not a Beis Medrash. The wall should fall down. There's not, if different opinions are not allowed here, then it's not a Beis Medrash. It's not a place of real Limud HaTorah, because different opinions are stifled here. And the Kaisli Beis Medrash is a place, and he felt he wasn't heard properly. I don't know what it would have looked like to be heard properly, but that's his tiny Kaisli Beis Medrash Shechichu. They should fall down, Pashat. I don't think I'm being listened to properly and heard in the way he's expressing. Kaisli Beis Medrash Shechichu. So I wanted to share this beautiful, beautiful Gemara of valuing the opinions of Kol Yachid V'Yachid. And I wanted to say that this is something, this mid of anava, that leaves space for another person, that lets us not be makbid on our covet for the sake of another person, to see another person, to validate another person, to appreciate another person's position. All these as the kinyan atayra, mimidbar matana. We should be zaycha, all of us and our families, the kabbalah satayra, to a tremendous shefa of avrochni, all of us, to a kabbalah satayra. Real, that us and our family should be mekabli haTorah. All the pshatim that we said, the secrets of Torah, should be shared with us. What Hashem wants from us, the directions of our life should be shared with us. In difficult times, we should carry the Torah. It should be with us through all the different situations of our life. And we should be sensitive. It should leave an impact. We learn a pasuk, a chazal, we should have the lev basa. All the three pshatim of the matan of Torah should be zaychetu through the midbar, through this that we're going to work on. Maybe for a couple of days we can mamish in a much bigger darga, not be makbid on our coven. I'm aware that I don't think that's a quick fix thing. But it's a haschala, it's a commitment to try. It's an effort to try to admit when we are bothered, but then to look really let go, to really let go, not to be makbid on our coven. And we should be zeichet through being mafkar ourselves kemidbar. This not being makbid al kavod, then the ikr kavod ain't kavod el teira. The kavod's the neshama and kavod's teira ain't kavod el teira. The Rebbeinu Shlom should hand us an abundance of teira to the one who's not makbid on kavod, to the one who sees every yid as precious, and their kavod matters also. The kavod of another person matters, and that's all part of the mesa matzmai kemidbar. And then we'll be zeichen nitnaleib matana, the gift we all need, with amelus atayra, for sure. With amelus atayra. But Moshe Rabbeinu had amelus, and it was still nishtakach. He was forgetting. So of course, a chizuk in amelus haTorah, more diligence, more effort with Torah, but also the meisim atzma kemidbar, the being meichel are covered for the zulas. We should all be zeich at the matana of Torah. One more time, lulei sarah charev aviv.
Lulei sarah charev aviv.
Been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.